It's time to welcome in new Philadelphia head basketball coach Matt Vaughl. Coach, congratulations on your great start this year, 11-4, 8-2 in the ECOL. Your team's been playing well as of late. You had a couple cancellations, but so far the Quakers have been having a good 2017-2018 season.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We have got off to a good start this year. We have a great group of kids that work real, real hard, and it's fun to see these guys grow, mature, and develop as a team. And the nice thing about this group is, you know, we haven't hit our peak. We haven't had that peak game yet, but we're just steadily getting better and working hard.
Coach, talk about your team a little bit. Joe Boos, your senior leader, 12 points a game, and also Jelani Walker, 8 points a game. Only two seniors on your team, but you know they're leading a well-balanced starting five, led by your son, Nate Vaughl. But Joe Boos and Walker kind of lead the way as seniors.
Oh, no question. These guys bring it every day. They're hungry. They want to do well. They want to be winners. Their intentions to detail is just getting better day by day. They lead by example. They're talented. Jelani's a very quick, on-ball defensive player, handles our point guard responsibilities. His assist game to turnover has really improved since the very beginning. He's doing an outstanding job being our floor leader. And Joe Boos is a kid that can score anywhere. He's very skilled. He's kind of labeled as a post player, but really he can play positions 1 through 5 and gives us a lot of versatility in that regard. And because of those things, you know, he's just a mismatch for a lot of people.
Coach, you're coming off a win against Coshocton last Friday night. Your team been playing well as of late. You stumbled once or twice here in the young 2018 part of the schedule. But you do have Meadowbrook coming up Friday, who you failed to at the buzzer. You were telling me that game you had a chance to win. They hit a three at the buzzer to knock you off down in Baysville. But you get that chance at revenge this Friday night.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to Friday night against Meadowbrook. That is our last ECOL loss. We did get beat at the buzzer. Kid hit a 21-footer in the corner with hand up. But that's just how those things go. Our kids did everything well that game except shoot the ball well. And we gave them one last possession, and they took advantage of it. That's a key matchup because right now both teams are tied for second place. Both teams are one game out from first place in order to have a chance to win a conference championship, and that's what we're all shooting for. You know, we got to hold serve at our home court, and it's a matchup that we are going to be hungry and looking forward to.
And Coach, you turn around on Saturday and you got to play Steubenville, the Big Red. They'll come in and give you a test as well, but then you know, you kind of get these two tests out of the way, and then next Friday the 9th you got the crosstown game against the rival Dover Tornadoes. So your schedule's really shaping up to give you some tests over the next week or so.
Oh yeah, our last 7 games, it's brutal. You know, and it starts this weekend, and obviously Dover's Dover and they're playing really, really well. I don't know if they've lost in 2018. And then we also got Lake Blue Streaks who are leading the Federal League. We got to go to McKinley, Camp McKinley, another perennial program as well. Cambridge at home, and then finish up at Zanesville. So you look at those 7 games, and that's what you want at this time of the year. Our kids want to be tested. They want to be challenged. And that's the greatest thing about our schedule. There's really no off games at all.
Coach, you mentioned the late game. That was supposed to be played on Tuesday night, January 30th. That game had to be rescheduled due to the tragedy at Lake with a cheerleader passing away in a car accident. Your thoughts about that? I know you want to say something to the Lake community.
Yeah, and it really hurts the fact that my son Nate plays with one of the kids from Lake on the AAU team, and I know the cheerleader was very popular and was well liked in that school, and our thoughts and prayers are no doubt out for them. And there is a connection, and I just feel really bad. And that's something that, you know, our young people, that we just got to cherish everything that we have. And like I said, it's very sad news. And you know, understandingly that, you know, we would definitely postpone going up there.
Absolutely. Coach, we talked a little bit about JV freshmen, even down in the 8th and 7th grade. With only two seniors on your varsity club this year, the future looks pretty bright for the Quakers.
Yeah, we're working at it. You know, that's something that my coaching staff, we put in a lot of time, a lot of effort, provide opportunities for our kids to get better in the off season with our young kids. You know, as you're getting involved with the program, being our second year, you know, we're starting to have those relationships and connections with those kids, and we're excited about what our young kids are doing. So yeah, it's a good thing. You know, we're just going to keep grinding, keep working at it, weight room, all season conditioning, you know, camps, individual workouts, all that good stuff.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking time out of your day and joining us here on the Big Z Sports Show to talk about the New Philadelphia Quakers and your season so far. We wish you nothing but the best of luck. We had your partner in crime, so to speak, Tracy Payne, on last Friday to talk about the girls. New Philadelphia girls are doing quite well this year again. You left them in good hands, Coach.
Yeah, well, she's a great leader, so I'm very proud of what those girls are accomplishing, and they got a lot of great things to look forward to.
Well, Coach, good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
That's New Philadelphia boys basketball coach Matt Vall joining us here on the Big Z Sports Show. We'll be back after this timeout. You're listening to the Big Z Sports Show right here on Z Country 99.9.